Hey guys, this is me, William the Opinion Updike of Locked On Clippers.
You gotta bring that energy, dude. Network.
Well, I just want to kick things off with a PSA. All
okay,
right?
Okay.
To anyone out there who owns an iPhone, which if you don't, I don't know what to tell you. If someone shares their location with you, share it back.
Share it back.
And not for an hour, not for 5 hours. You
Life.
Share that indefinitely, or you're not my friend.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Now Anyways, we got that out of the way.
Jumping into things.
Get hype
time. We got game 3 at home tonight, baby.
Oh, we got game 4 on Sunday. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am hyped.
I am very hyped.
If you're new to the podcast, I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
I already introduced myself with a cool PSA.
Yeah. Welcome to the bandwagon also.
Oh, if you're
it's
just
open.
If you're just popping on, man, love to have you.
We're here for everybody who wants to be part of the Clippers.
Absolutely. And for new fans, old fans, young fans? I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know what the demographic is. We are going to kick things off today with a game preview of Game 3, which, as I said, is here at home, giving you some insight into what we need to do to win, what could go wrong, possibly even some more vibe talk. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
And then today is Thursday, which means our regular Thursday segment, Thirsty Thursdays. We talk about who and what we're thirsty for. Just Clippers related.
Mostly just Clippers stuff.
and then we're going to wrap things up with, you know, possibly some more kind of existential preview.
That's my favorite stuff.
Charles, based on zero demographic data, and it's already what he believes to be the most successful segment of this podcast.
Other than Love, Marry, Kill.
Other than Love, Marry, Kill. Which there is actual empirical feedback for.
Yes, that is true.
Anyways, let's get into it.
Yeah, so today we got kind of a double preview of games 3 and 4. We're playing the Warriors again on Sunday, so
yeah,
all this kind of, I think, is a good job of kind of blanketing both games.
Yeah, half preview. We'll come at you with another preview on Friday.
Yes. So we got to punch them in the mouth early.
I like that.
What we need to do, we got to punch them out. They're going to be so mad about what happened on Monday.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
We've talked about it already yesterday, but Shamit really put it best. I feel like they've pissed off a sleeping bear.
Yes. I think they're going to come out wanting to be up 30 again.
Yeah.
And the only way to counter that, and they're going to, I think we're going to have to go bucket for bucket in the first like 5 minutes, because I think they're going to be playing at an absurd pace.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to match that, but if we can kind of just weather that initial onslaught, I think we obviously have a chance.
So here's my counter.
Yeah.
I think that we're also going to come out with a lot of intensity, so much momentum. Getting that win, getting back-to-back wins would be so huge.
Yeah.
We haven't had, I'm just going to come out and say, we haven't had a good win at home in kind of a minute.
In terms of like just score discrepancy.
And, I mean like against a team at full health
where
we perform really well and pull out a dub.
That's fair. I agree with that.
So I think that now would be the time.
You're not counting that Jazz game?
I am not counting that Jazz game. So now would be the time to make it go.
I agree 100%.
I want this to look like Clips Knicks, if you will.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen.
Shamit has 12 in the first.
Yeah. I want that too. We're going to be talking about this Twitter account a lot. LA Clippers Zoom Room had some great clips today. My next point is from that, we need to keep the mid-range open.
Definitely.
They're going to be kind of using Draymond more as a screener, do our defensive strategy with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can somehow get their screens pushed below the three-point line, I think that's still a big if. That's going to go such a long way to keeping this to a 10 to 15-point game at half.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's going to be more difficult if you guys haven't seen Kevin Durant. Actually, I thought I had like a really great, insightful...
Oh, if you haven't, go watch that clip. It's so great.
Immediately. Yeah, it had a great, insightful interview where he talked about kind of Patrick Beverley's defense on him, how they've been kind of running, which is like, it's really great insight to see it from the other side.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
From the offensive side. So, yeah, I think that, and we'll touch on this later, but I mean... This game is going to be a lot harder, I think, for us on the defensive end just because they've had more time to look at film.
Yeah.
They've had more time to rest and practice, and they've just had more time to prepare. So I think that's going to be really, really difficult. But going off of that, I think we got to continue to limit their second chance opportunities.
For sure.
This is something that we have done really, really well. We held them to 7 offensive rebounds last game, which is really, really huge. We did ultimately lose rebounding 38 to 34, but that's such a close margin against the Warriors, that, like, you know, I'll live with that.
For sure.
So it's something that we have to really keep strong on. And then just the biggest thing to me is, and I cited this as, to me, the reason for the victory. I mean, aside from Patrick Beverley's great performance, obviously, is just the stellar ball movement that we've seen.
It's going to be so big.
And yeah, as I said, like, our defensive schemes are going to be picked apart tonight more than they have had the opportunity to in the first two games. So I think that we can expect a lot more trapping on Lou, and I just think we got to surround him with shooters and keep the ball moving as much as we can.
From one side of the court.
To the other.
To the other.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get into what could go wrong.
Yikes.
So, just rail sliding off my LA Clippers Zoom room issue. He pointed out that we get sucked into some 4-on-3 defensive possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have four attackers and we have three defenders. Because Draymond's sagging the right way, two of our guys kind of gravitate towards him. So that takes two of our guys out to where they're kind of running. Not a true 4-on-3, but the spacing is pretty wide open for them if they can figure it out. They've, like you said, they've seen it for two games now.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're going to have some stuff drawn up.
I feel like we did a better job of that. Honestly.
Yeah, I hope.
Of,
I mean,
like, letting Draymond kind of do his thing and not having as many defenders on him. Definitely focusing a lot more on Durant.
Yeah, so if they can kind of, with these 2 days, if they figured out how to draw some stuff up with some dummy screens or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
We could see a bit of a barrage from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Man. So, Klay is going to have a good game.
He has to. It sucks, but he has to.
And he hasn't been bad. Last game, he still shot, what is it? Sorry, I got to double check this here.
You're good.
Last game, he still shot 55%. And we did a really good job limiting his attempts from three. So, once again, though, if we're not able to stop their ball movement, if they're able to get that motion offense going, he's due for a big game, and this could be a game where we see Klay go up big.
There's going to be one of those random quarters.
Yeah.
Where he's like 6 for 8 from three or something like that. And we're just sitting there like, well, what the hell do we even do against this? What do we do even against this guy?
Definitely.
Rebounding could still be terrible.
Yeah.
9 boards in 16 minutes for Bogut in the last game. 3 of them were offensive. And you said, I mean, he had almost half of their offensive boards.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Zoo, I'm going to talk about this on Thursdays, that Zoo can stay on the floor.
That would be really great.
That would be great. But if he
can. How long? Like, how many minutes?
I mean, so far his max is what, 12 in game one?
Did he even play that much?
It might have been, it's been something, it might be 10 and 8.
I thought it was 10 and 8.
Yeah. So, I mean, 15?
15 would be big.
It'd be huge for
It'd
Trez.
It'd just take a lot of pressure off of Trez and Lou.
It'd take so much. And so I'm hoping he can kind of solidify our rebounding, because offensively, the issues seem to be with him defensively.
Yeah.
He just looks kind of lost out there right now. So I'm hoping that can bounce back. But what could go wrong is that, I mean, Zoo gets played off the court and Trez is maybe just a little gassed.
I think it's going to be really hard to keep this up. I mean, maybe not for Trez.
He's unbelievable.
I don't know what that guy runs on, but
at this point, I'm not doubting him, but I'm just like, conventional logic would suggest that he would be tired at some point.
Yeah, I don't know
right?
if that applies.
I don't know if that applies.
I think that if we take less than 33s, I don't think that we win this game. We hit the mark at 31, which is around our season
and
average.
I think we matched them. I think they also had 31. Maybe that was game one.
They had 28 in the last game.
Damn, okay.
So we did a really good job of that. But, you know, like we just said, like if they're unable to generate those looks from threes, if they throw some kind of different looks at Shamit than they have been, I'll talk about this a little bit more in matchups. I mean, that could really be a nightmare. And it's just going to make it way more difficult.
Yeah, and Shamit, aside from that huge three in game two, the Warriors have clearly fixated on him as our X factor.
Yeah.
And so if they can stifle him, if the shot selection isn't there, we're going to need Gallo to have a huge game.
Yeah, I hope Gallo can have one of those historic first quarters that he has.
That'd be fantastic. So that's going to coincide. Also, one thing that could go wrong, our poor free throw shooting continues.
Yeah.
And the free throw attempts keep killing ours.
Yeah. So 80%, we shot about 80% last time on only 31 attempts. They shot just as a reminder, 89% on 45 attempts.
We got to be around 90% if we're getting calls. Scott Foster's reffing tonight, so there could be a bunch of ticky-tacky stuff hopefully going our way.
Definitely.
You want to talk about? Let's talk about some matchups.
All right.
What's the Shamet one you got?
All right, so on the defensive end, Shamet has looked so good.
His Jovan Buha pointed out a great thing. His footwork is great on offense. It translates so well to defense.
Definitely, definitely. And we're gonna need him. We're gonna need him to keep that up. So he's held Steph and Clay to 20 points in the amount of time that he's guarded them.
I couldn't believe it when I looked at the stats when he was guarding Steph last game.
When he's not guarding them, 79 points.
79.
So he did a really good job, especially keeping Steph off the 3-point line. Same thing with Clay.
Yeah.
So, and on the offensive end, I just want to throw out this out there. Is there any chance we see Durant on Sham for a significant amount of time? Especially like maybe if Gallo isn't shooting well to start the night.
Yeah, or if Shamet is hot, because they're going to want Durant's length on him.
So
that's a good call. I don't want to see it, but I think we will.
In the last game, Durant ended up guarding Shamet for about 21% of his possessions, and he absolutely smothered him.
Yeah.
He only was able to generate one field goal attempt, and he missed it. On the other side, though, there is the possibility that if we keep Shamet moving and we're able to keep the ball moving, even if Shamet is unable to get shots, he's tiring Durant out.
Exactly. It's like the Steph Curry thing. Make them play some defense.
Yeah.
Run them through some screens. I like that. Oh, man. That's going to be definitely something to keep an eye on. Zubats versus Bogut.
Okay.
We just talked about it a little bit. And kind of Zoo versus himself. He's the only young guy who hasn't had a good game / impactful moment yet.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that one hurts a little.
It
that
hurts.
One stings.
It sucks. It'd be great to see him get a decent game tonight or on Sunday. I'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Sure. Hopefully he feels a little bit more in his element. He'll be in the stadium where he's played the majority of his career.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping he feels comfortable. And like we said, solid Zoo minutes will go such a long way to getting one win in the next two games for keeping Trez healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think Zoo's going to necessarily blow anyone out of the water, but if he can just chill enough and not be so bad that he gets taken off the floor, I'll feel much more comfortable about splitting these two games.
Maybe if he's playing well enough.
Yeah.
We roll super big. All right.
Okay, what's
Hear
this?
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Shea at the one.
Got okay.
Temple at the two.
Okay.
Gallo at the three.
Yeah.
Trez at the four.
Zoo at the five.
Big Zoo at the five.
Why not, dude? Why not?
They're stepping over people on the court.
And then finally, Bev versus KD.
Yeah.
This is the crux of the series. KD has been passive the last two games.
Do you think that Doc stays with this matchup, or do you think we throw some more looks?
I think he has to. For the majority, I think he has to.
I think just depending on if it continues to be effective.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
We'll probably know in the first 5 minutes of this game.
Definitely.
If he's still going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for tonight's
game? I got one more matchup.
Yeah. What is it?
Just another solid performance from more of the role players. You know, when we think about this bench.
Bench first bench.
Not so much. I'm talking about like some of the guys. Obviously, they are like our main bench rotation guys, but I feel like generally when we're talking about the high scoring of this bench, we're talking about two guys.
Yeah, so you're talking about the other guys.
Yeah, so I want to see, not the other guys. Obviously, they're a valued part
you know
of
what
our
I'm
bench.
Saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, we haven't necessarily gotten consistent performances from Temple and Chandler. So I just want to see like some more solid play from the role players. They played great, obviously, last game. Hopefully that can translate coming back.
Jermichael Green game again would be fantastic.
Oh, I mean Jermichael Green has been wonderful
year.
All year. Yeah.
All right, what's your prediction for game 3?
Man, I have no idea how to handicap
absolutely
this one.
None. After the 31 point comeback, I'm like, I don't know, literally anything can happen.
Also like the score, I mean I have no idea like I want to say 125-115.
What?
Clippers.
Okay. That's bold.
We're riding high.
That is a bold take. I am going to go the other way. I think the Warriors come out hot and potentially bury us.
Okay.
I think they maybe win by 20. Well, a chill 20. Not a rude 20.
That's a very off-brand
it is.
Prediction.
I'm just trying to hedge my bets. I'm trying to hedge my hope, you know?
Loser.
I mean, I hope we're not. Coming
no,
up,
I'm calling you a loser.
I know. Coming up after this, I hope I'm losing in this prediction. Coming up after this, some Thirsty Thursday. What are you thirsty for? What are you thirsty for?
Sorry, guys. The sound effects budget's real low on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it is very low.
I'm thirsty. I talked about it a little bit more in the matchups, but just some more solid defensive intensity from Shamit.
Not that it hasn't been there.
Oh,
yeah, we're
no.
not saying that.
I'm saying more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really good. He's looked so poised. But I guess from both of our starting rookie guards, just continued solid defensive play. Like to see some more steals from Shea,
oh,
but
man.
Especially Shamit, you know, like as well as he's covered guys. I would just like to see that trend continue. I'm really excited to see how he's able to adjust throughout this playoff series. Because I think that when we talk about experience for these young guys, the thing that's most intriguing to me is that, like, it's just not the same as a playoffs. Like, a team has every opportunity and so much rest time to pick you apart.
Oh, yeah, they know everything.
Yeah, in a way that they never will in the regular season, even though you guys play each other four times in the regular season, you know? So I'm excited to see how those guys are able to adjust. And obviously, you know, some of that is on Doc, but a lot of it, I think, is just on how those guys are able to come up and react, too.
For sure. It's been great to just, I think everyone's kind of been pleasantly surprised by his defensive performance. You have to have been.
I mean,
unless you're like his family, didn't expect this good of a defensive.
I thought that he was going to be a liability, for sure.
Yeah. As of now, he hasn't been. I'm thirsty for winning one back here in L.A. for Ralph.
Yeah, definitely.
Game two was obviously...
I mean, I'm just hoping we can go back-to-back so we're guaranteed at least one more at home.
Yeah.
Not at least. We're guaranteed one more at home.
Man, if we win both of these games, that would be absolutely incredible. I don't think it'll happen. Winning one back here in L.A. for Ralph would be fantastic. The comeback was already incredible for someone's last season, let alone someone as impactful as Ralph.
Yeah.
But getting one in L.A., would mean so much.
I want to circle back to your prediction.
Okay.
You're telling me there's a world in which we lose by 20.
Yeah.
After Montel Jordan performs a halftime show?
Yeah, because Bone Thugs perform on Sunday. And that's the one we win. They're going to do Crossroads and then we're going to win. So, yeah. Also, how many times is Montel Jordan going to do This Is How We Do It tonight? Just four times?
I hope he just does it four times. Yeah.
He's going to do
this.
Give
the people what they want.
Yeah, that's all they want. But yeah, winning one in LA for Ralph would be great. I just don't want to drop both of these games.
I'm thirsty for another furious Ralph bingo.
Oh man. I watched that. I made my girlfriend watch that 10 times. I was like, "Listen to how impassioned he is."
It still makes my eyes well up.
She just walked into the kitchen when I was cooking dinner and I was just watching that clip at the stove. I was like a brain dead. I was just like, oh man, he's gonna shoot it. Even though I know what's coming.
Well, another thing I'm thirsty for is I just want to see Shea looking to play make a little bit more.
Yes.
We saw some really strong, obviously the highlight play. If you listen to this podcast, I'm sure you've watched it a bunch of times. I'm sure you've also cried.
If you didn't, I don't know. Good luck with your emotional
health
unavailability.
But yeah, I expect to see more of that. And I think tonight, you know, like as I keep harping on, like our defense it's going to struggle a lot more.
Yes.
So on the other end, I'm really going to need him to be seen like two steps ahead, and trying to set up passes for guys.
How many? The setup pass references to a terrible hockey game Will and I were at once, where a man was pounding a hockey stick on metal bleachers, yelling, "Set up the pass." Anyway, how many assists do you want to see from Shea tonight?
Like I said, I don't want to see less than four assists from him in any game for the rest of this series.
100%. I'd like to see it in that 6 to 8 range.
Realistically?
Yeah, I think you can get 6 assists tonight.
All right. I'm with that.
Crazy.
I'm with
starting
that.
PG. This is kind of a different, this is branching off. More concrete news on our front office, guys. That's what I'm thirsty for.
Okay.
Sam Amick had an interview with Jerry West, and in the line he said, as for West's future, he's focused on free agency this summer, but wouldn't indicate if he'd be back next season. So I'm not like saying that's a bad thing. I'm just kind of being selfish for what the hell is going to happen.
What if free agency is like a mitigating factor in his decision?
I'm fine with that. but say that.
Nah. He plays the cards close to the chest.
He absolutely
and
does.
And I like that about him. I like that about our front office. I mean, I have a lot of times had my head spinning from moves because I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I'm fine
with
that.
We just don't show a lot of what we're doing. And yeah. I think that that is so key to our front office.
I hope they're open with players about it, though. Like, potential free agents, I hope they're not like, wow, I'd love to be here if Jerry West is staying. And they're like, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. It's like, no, you should let them know.
I don't think that they're playing coy with players because I've never gotten the idea that they're like, I mean, they're not showmen in that sense.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean? They're not trying to make this about themselves. It's always been about the team.
Except for that Blake pitch. That was a little rough.
I mean...
I just like to... They compared him to Gandhi and Martin Luther King. That was a big swing. That was a big swing.
You know what? That's fair. But I think that... I still have to believe that, like, they... You know, they thought that they were going to keep Blake.
Oh, definitely. I think
the
trade
was proposed. They saw the
future
of this team going
a
certain way, and then they received an offer from a coach... slash front, like GM.
Crazy how that never works.
Who was trying to take a wild swing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're offered that, I don't know, man.
You gotta take it.
I don't know how you don't.
For sure. What else are you thirsty for? Anything in particular?
Man, I'm just thirsty for back-to-back. Some back-to-back
some
wins.
Some dubs? Nothing better than some back-to-back fat dubs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to harp on this one more time. I'm just putting this in the universe a ton. Uptick in quality of play from Zoo.
Yeah.
I just got to put it out there.
I would love to see him have a solid breakout game, a solid performance.
Like 9-9 or something, which I feel like isn't even that much to ask for.
No, I'm saying double-double.
So 10-10.
Yeah.
That's the realistic double-double. All right, guys, coming up after this, we're going to be talking some just how the whole team's going, feeling into the weekend in these next two games.
Yeah.
But first, if you have a smart speaker, tell that smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Clippers.
Playing Locked On Clippers.
And if you have it set up right, it'll play it right off the Himalaya app.
Oh, wow.
Which we are featured on. You can go listen to our, I believe, most listened to episode to date, which is the recap of the 31-point victory.
Not your existential preview?
Not my existential preview, which I am shocked about, to be perfectly honest. All right, so welcome to, I guess, Vibe Talk.
Yeah.
I guess. I guess. I think it's important that no matter what happens, people still need to consider this series a success for the franchise as a whole. I think the win on Monday maybe has blinded some people into being like, we're so great. Like,
oh, man, miss me with that. We're going back to Oracle up 3-1
okay.
With the Warriors in a corner.
I don't think that's going to happen. If it does, fantastic. But no matter what happens, we've already had a successful season.
For sure.
And this series, I hope, doesn't change people's expectations because we are overperforming a bit right now.
There are expectations of this series or
of this
future?
Series and of next season specifically.
Oh, okay.
I don't want people to hearken back and be like, we came back by 31 points against Warriors and now we're this? And it's like, yeah, man. You can't take such an outlier.
I hate to burst your bubble, but man, if what happens, that what we're hoping to happen happens in free agency, like the year that we had this year is over. Like the year
for
of
sure.
Being under-evaluated. It's
I agree with that.
It's honestly already pretty over.
I'm just saying don't assume we're going to go to the Western Conference Finals or anything like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not sounding I feel like I'm scolding somebody. I'm just like, because I got caught, we talked about it when you woke up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
How everyone was like, I mean... We could go up 3-1.
I mean, it's not crazy.
We could do it. Yeah, you're like stirring your coffee, sound like a lunatic to coworkers. You're like, guys, I know no one here watches the Clippers, but I want to.
Yeah, a homeless man screamed at me yesterday. I was wearing a Clippers hat. Screamed at me, Golden State. Golden State's going to win in 5. And I was saying, I screamed back, we're roaches and we will never die.
And then he threw fecal matter at you?
No, he disappeared. I don't know what happened.
It was a myth. That was a vision. But yeah, I just don't want anyone to get ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I'm trying not to do it with free agency too. Because now I'm like, anyone who doesn't want to come to this team is a complete moron.
Definitely.
I still firmly believe that.
Yeah.
But I think we still also might only get one max guy.
We should have multiple people, you know, essentially Anthony Davis-ing their contracts, being like, I'm not going to play here anymore. I will only play for the Clippers.
I'm only playing for the Clippers.
So trade me.
Yeah. Which of these games, so say we split. Say in your worst case scenario, we split these two games. Would you rather win more, tonight or Sunday? Because we're going back to the Oracle.
I actually think I'd rather win tonight.
Oh, okay.
I think having back-to-back wins would be really huge. And sure, maybe the Warriors would have the same chance going back to Oracle with a head full of steam. But to be honest, even though I did talk about momentum coming in, I wonder how much of that is even a factor when there's so much time in between games.
And this team is so good.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side. I think I'd rather win on Sunday. Just to maybe save some of that whatever tiny momentum they're going to hold on to.
I mean, I'd rather win both.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I said this on Twitter. I was like, if we split, I'd like to maybe win the Sunday one. And someone's like, I'd like to win either of them. I was like, no, I understand. Yeah, I get that. I'm not saying throw the game tonight. I'm not saying we should like bait them into a false sense of security, kind of like we did on Monday. Damn, I am excited.
Yeah, very excited.
I've been listening to fight music all day. We got a hype music thread, by the way, on Locked On Clippers right now. It's a Game 3 hype thread.
All right.
First song is Square Up by Zach Fox.
Really setting the tone.
We have to come out. Also, Staples Center, please be loud tonight.
Yes. I really hope this to be like the loudest I've been at Staples. Actually, you want to know the second loudest time after tonight, of course?
Huh.
Weirdly, I feel like that game that we blew the Suns out of the water, like back in...
Yeah, people were hyped.
Back in February.
Yeah. Yeah, Zubats tried to dunk on DeAndre Ayton. It was one of the most ambitious things I've ever seen in my life. It didn't land, but it was close.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, guys, tomorrow we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victory against the Warriors. We're going to have a preview of Sunday's game. Maybe it'll be different than today's preview, probably. And then we're going to be... Are we ranking the Pac Div or no? I don't think we really need to. We already ended the season, right?
No, we'll rank... We're going to rank the Western Conference performance so far.
I like that. Perfect.
And we'll come up with the Love, Mary, Kill. I don't have anything yet, but the wheels are spinning.
Although I'm constantly thinking about it. I wake up in the middle of the night and I go, Love, Mary, Kill.
Also, we're going to be at the game tonight, so stay tuned in to at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler, at Locked On Clips for pre- and post-game content. I don't know if we'll be live tweeting the whole thing, but we're
I
be
might just
out.
Be wanting to watch the game. Yeah. Check out Clipperholics or at Clips Nation, to check that out. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.